In the headlines, the pilot and passengers escape injury as a small private plane crash lands on arrival at the Grantley Adams International Airport. Another fire breaks out at the former family planning building on Bay Street. Barbados visitor numbers for the Cricket World Cup exceeding expectations, and Kensington Oval fully sold out for the finals. Prime Minister Mia Mottley urges full support for tomorrow's Barbados National Flag Day. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The pilot and two passengers on board a small plane escaped injury when the aircraft crash-landed on arrival at the Grantley Adams International Airport today. The runway was temporarily closed and incoming flights were diverted. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, says the plane's landing gear failed to deploy.
This morning at approximately 10:40 a.m., I was notified by the officials of the Grantley Adams International Airport that a private aircraft inbound from St. Lucia to Barbados had experienced some difficulty. The aircraft touched down at Grantley Adams International, and in so doing, the landing gear did not engage. As a result, the plane ended up on the runway. Emergency personnel were notified and were on the scene. There were two passengers and one pilot aboard. Thankfully, none of them, as I've been informed, sustained any major injuries. That aircraft has since been removed from the runway.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell. Meantime, management of the airport says the runway has reopened and normal operations have resumed. They say passengers are encouraged to contact their airlines for any flight updates. Fire officers responded to a fire today at the disused former family planning building on Bay Street, St. Michael. Divisional Fire Officer Tramel Perch, who led the response team, provided Starcom Network News with an update.
We would have received a call to a fire at the old family planning building at 1334, which is 134 to most people. And we responded from Archall Station, Worden Fire Station, and Birchlong Fire Station with three water tenders and 12 fire officers, along with myself being the incident commander and station officer Bourne. And the fire is currently under control. The fire contained small pockets of fire, which were on the ground floor, and small bits of fire in the ceiling.
Divisional Fire Officer at the Barbados Fire Service, Tramel Perch. Barbados officials report that visitor numbers for the Cricket World Cup have exceeded expectations, with tourism arrivals for June overall more than 30% above those for 2023. And Kensington Oval is fully sold out for Saturday's ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Final. Mr. Noah Lynch, chairman of the Barbados National Organising Committee for the Cricket World Cup, tells Starcom Network News the tournament has boosted the June tourist arrivals, with visitor numbers out of the United States being particularly strong.
36,600 arrivals during the period June 1st to June 23rd. That shows an increase of 8,586, or 30.6%, compared to 2023. We have said at the beginning of this exercise that we expected an additional 30,000 visitors for the month. A month that we usually show, June is a trough month. 36,000 visitors up to the 23rd is really good going. Then when you look at projections in terms of what we're seeing to the end of the month, we expect to finish the month with the bookings that are actually on the books now at just over 38,000 visitors coming in for the month of June. And that's an exceptional month. And that will be 7.8% up over 2023.
Kensington Oval is also sold out.
Kensington is all sold out for the finals. Up yesterday, we were being told that the only tickets that were left were tickets in the party stand, maybe 200 tickets up to yesterday. But for all you know, by now those tickets may have gone. So we expect a full house for Saturday. We're encouraging all Barbadians to come down.
Mr. Noah Lynch, chairman of the Barbados National Organising Committee for the Cricket World Cup. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is encouraging all Barbadians to wear the country's national colours tomorrow, which is being called National Flag Day. In a video message, Prime Minister Motley also urges the country to extend a warm welcome to the visitors.
We as Bajans are going to celebrate who we are and why we are welcoming the world to our shores for the World Cup finals on Saturday, June 29th. Yes, I would have wished the West Indies made it, but even without that, we are going to know how to welcome people. And how do we do it best? We're going to do it best by repping our colours. You're going to help me, and we're going to put up the blue, yellow and black, as Peter Ram asked us to do, because we want you to know you're always welcome back here, and you're going to have that image of those colours. So my friends, let us help join and welcome the world here on Saturday, June 29th, but we do it in our glory on Friday, June 28th, with the blue, yellow and black. Put it up.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Taxi operators are reporting a slight increase in sales, though the numbers so far are not what was expected from the Cricket World Cup. President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, tells Starcom Network News he remains optimistic that operators will see a boost in sales as the island hosts the Cricket World Cup final on Saturday.
There is a marginal increase and traffic coming through the airport. They're still hopeful. There's still not a 2 days left. So hopefully we shall see a jump in the numbers, knowing that South Africa is in. We're going to find out now who's their opponent. And we're still optimistic. Not the numbers that were anticipated or expected, but nevertheless, we're thankful. There are quite a few more Indian supporters and Indians in general from the US and the UK as well. So we know that there's nobody that like cricket like Indians. So we're still hoping that some more would come. For the finals, we'll see how that pans out.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood. The Barbados Light and Power says they're ready for this year's hurricane season. This was revealed by Johan Graves, Director of Operations at the Barbados Light and Power and head of the Hurricane Response Team, during a media tour of the new substation that was constructed at a cost of $3 million Barbados dollars at Hampton in St. Philip.
As we come into the hurricane season then, at this point, we are basically ready to deal with any system that comes around this year. So we have all of our systems in place, and we are ready to respond. That does not mean that if they have an event today that we will be able to fix it within 1 hour. Each event is different. As you heard the team say, the first thing that after an event we come out is we come out and we have to assess the status of everything and make sure that we continue to work safe.
Mr. Graves stressed their response plans and other major preparations for the season were completed at the beginning of May. The Barbados Meteorological Services continue to monitor a tropical wave in the eastern Atlantic, approximately 1,800 miles east of Barbados. Meteorologist with the BMS, Nkosi Mounta Tate, says the wave could affect Barbados from Sunday night into Monday morning.
The wave and associated low pressure area are expected to track generally westward at 15 to 20 miles per hour over the next few days. The environmental conditions are forecast to aid in the development of a tropical depression or storm east of Barbados over the weekend. On the current forecast track, the system is expected to affect the island late Sunday night into early Monday morning next week. As a reminder, the public is advised that this forecast track can change.
Meteorologist with the BMS, Nkosi Mounta Tate. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has summoned the senior officials of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines police force to a meeting after the country recorded 5 killings in the last 10 days. So far for 2024, there have been 23 homicides. Top story, the pilot and passengers escape injury as a small private plane crash lands on arrival at the Grantley Adams International Airport. Another fire breaks out at the former family planning building at Bay Street. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.